You're listening to the Business Eye here on Dublin South FM, and in the studio now we've Sandra Rowe, Sandra, and you have a new book out called Angel's Aid, which is about guided meditation for children and parents.
Yes, so it's a very exciting time. It's just coming out next month, actually, so it's great to finally see the finished product and to be able to say to people that the book is now going to be in the shops and able to buy, because I've been speaking about it for so long. It seems like it's been a long time coming, so it's great to have the final product.
Okay, let's start, because the meditation, people can have a little bit of confusion about it. What exactly is it? Because I sometimes ask people about meditation, it can be from, and they can have a number of definitions of it. For you,
I would
class you as an expert in this area. What would you call meditation?
Well, it's funny because there's so many different types of meditation, and when I teach meditation, that's one of the first things that I go through with people, because people have, you know, a preconceived idea of having to sit in the lotus position when they're meditating and to spend, you know, an hour in silence. And a lot of people think that, you know, it could be boring, or that, you know, you can't do anything while you're meditating. And that's not true. There's so many forms of meditation, because there's, you know, yoga is a form of meditation where there's movement added to it. In the Buddhist traditions, there's walking meditation, which is meditation while you walk. And of course, there's sitting meditation as well, where you do sit down and you can practice that a number of ways. And you can use a mantra, or you can use some focus for the mind. But what I would say to people is to start off and try some different types of meditation, and, you know, try what works for you, because if you try something that doesn't work, you're not going to do it again. So you have to use a form of meditation that you find is working and that you will be able to do on an ongoing basis. And I think with children in particular, my book is directed at parents and at children. So people think, well, children aren't going to sit still. They're not going to be able to sit down and meditate for 20 minutes. And of course, no, they're not, you know, so it depends on the age. But the average child won't want to sit still for a long period. And I like to equate it to their age. So if it's a 5-year-old, usually a maximum of 5 minutes, often less. But, you know, starting off with a few minutes and building up. And during that few minutes, they don't even have to be sitting still. If they want to get up and walk around, if they want to do other things, they can. And it's to be flexible, not to force something to happen that doesn't want to happen.
Because I was thinking that with kids, like, you're dealing with high energy individuals, and the whole idea of them being sitting in silence just seems like a very hard thing to achieve. But as you say, flexibility is the key here, isn't it?
Exactly. And the way I work it is the guided meditations. I work with the angels, which children love. And, you know, it really gets their attention when you start talking about Archangel Michael, or, you know, some of the archangels in the book, that they really get excited about the visualization and the imagery. And I think when you capture their attention, when you say to them that we're going to meditate with the angels, it becomes more interesting for them. It's not like an abstract, you know, thing that they've never, you know, known what to do or never heard of. Suddenly it brings it, it makes it more accessible to them, and it makes it something that they want to do. And the energy of the angels is beautiful as well. So when we start meditating with the angels, the children feel that energy. They can feel the presence of the angels, which is really nice, because they'll tell you about it as well, and they'll tell you about their experiences, which is also amazing to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And the meditations in the book are guided meditations, so you can actually sit down and read the meditation to your child. So you don't need to have years of meditation experience, you don't need to be an expert meditator, you can actually learn along with your child, which is the beauty of the step-by-step process.
Great. So as well as I suppose that's the benefits of meditation. I mean, the practical benefits.
Mm. So
of doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people go into meditation because they've so much going on, so much stress in their lives, and, you know, so many things that they have to deal with. And they just are looking for a bit of peace and calm. And of course, meditation is definitely, it's about bringing about peace and calm and letting go a bit of that stress. But there's so many other benefits of meditation that people aren't aware of. Some of the benefits that, you know, for children included, is improved immunity. So your health is better when you meditate. You have better heart health. The stress hormones drop, and the anti-aging hormones in your body drop as well, or increase, so that you age less fast, which
that's
is
a good
always benefit. Yeah, not something that children necessarily need, but always good for us. And they find that for children in particular, cognitive abilities improve. For adults as well, but, you know, better memory, better focus, better concentration. And particularly when children are meditating in a school environment, they find that their test scores go up and their brains start to operate on better levels. Because I like to think about if you ever go to the gym and you're on a treadmill, and if you're constantly on a treadmill and constantly going and going and going, your body's going to get really tired. So you have to take a break from that. And meditation is like a break for the brain. Mm-hmm. If you're constantly using your brain, it's going to get overtired and it's not going to operate as well as it could. So if you give your brain that little bit of a break that it needs, it's suddenly refreshed and it starts operating at more efficient levels. So your memory improves, you know, your cognitive abilities improve. And in particular with children who have so much pressures with study and with exams and, you know, schooling and extracurricular activities, they do need that. It's like our children are being overscheduled often and have so much stuff that are there fitting into their lives, but we never schedule time to take a time out. Mm. And that, you know, it can be a few minutes, that's all that's needed, but it really makes a difference.
Yeah, great. So, as you say, there's different types of meditation, even you pointed them out as such. So, I'm just getting back to the children thing as well, the flexibility, to make it enjoyable.
Mm.
So, there isn't a one-size-fits-all that fits kids, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, how do you adapt it to maybe kid, you know, the kid that's maybe it's tougher to do with, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm working with children who come from all different backgrounds, and, you know, some of them have a really tough family life and they find it really hard to not only sit still, but to concentrate. And it's amazing when you first start working with those children and you can see, you know, their legs jittering or their hands constantly moving and constantly fidgeting. And within, I'd say, about 10 minutes of, you know, talking and meditating, explaining what it's about and actually doing a meditation for a few minutes, you can see those stress levels, the fidgeting just dropping away. It's like you have to see it to believe it. You wouldn't believe it. If you saw those children 5 minutes earlier, you wouldn't think that they could sit in such a peaceful state. And it's really about just setting the environment, you know, explaining to them what is going to happen and what, you know, is going to be done. Because if they know what to expect, and if they know they're only going to be meditating for a few minutes, you're not saying to them, okay, for the next hour you're going to be sitting meditating. So it's just setting up that expectation of what they're doing. And it's leading into it, you know, it depends on the age of the child, but with teenagers, I always, you know, say to them, you know, what do NFL football players, Hollywood actors and actresses, and, you know, these film stars have in common? And a lot of them would sit there and, you know, they'll have different guesses. And when I say to them meditation is one thing that they all do, you know, they laugh and they wonder, well, why are they meditating? And if they're doing it, well, maybe there's something about it. And I think if you can relate it to them, if you can say to them, you know, it's not just, you know, Zen monks or, you know, people who are known to meditate. It's all these people who are using meditation to help them, not just with the peace and calm in their lives, but to improve their performance, particularly with athletes and Olympians. And they're using meditation to help them, you know, in their careers and to allow them to live the lives that they want to live. So meditation is very flexible, and there's so much more to it than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's a good way to sell it to kids. Glamour. Yeah, so just for adults as well, you have, I mean, we just spoke beforehand about the the power of the group dynamic. I actually went along to a meditation class on Sunday, and it was great to be in a room full of people doing it, you know, and to go for a nice meal afterwards, a vegan meal, I'll let you know.
Wonderful.
And chat to people. And I felt very rested, and it kind of suited me, you know. I kind of liked that group dynamic, but everyone in the same room, because, you know, we're all looking to get the same thing, get a bit of peace of mind in a very busy, in the centre of Dublin, in the world, and there's craziness outside that window. So it's an oasis of calm, I think.
It is, and people need that. You know, people have so much going on in their lives, and they need that little bit of time out just to get centred, get balanced. And often that's all that's needed, but people don't know how to do it. Often when I teach people the tools to meditate, you know, they turn around and they say, oh, if only I'd known this years ago, if only I'd known that I could do this, that I can turn within myself and get that peace, get that, you know, go to that place where it is relaxed and calm and I can release stress. And it really is that. It's just knowing how to do that. Because if we don't know what to do, then, you know, we're never going to reach that state of peace and calm that we can attain so easily. And that's why I like to start with children. Because if we teach children how to do that, then by the time they are adults, they'll have all of those tools. They'll know what to do. They won't say, well, I don't know how to let go of stress, or I don't know how to let go of worries or fears, because they will know how to do it. They've been taught how to do it. So I think that's really the key, to start early, teach children what they can do. And, you know, you'll find then that after a while, they'll say, OK, look, I'm feeling a bit stressed, or I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. I'm going to go to my room and take, you know, 10 minutes to do some meditation. And they'll take it into their own hands. And we often underestimate, if we give the children the tools that they need, you know, how they will run with that and they'll use it. And, you know, it's the same for adults. Once we know how to do it, then we have everything we need to bring that clarity into our lives and to let go of all the other stuff that we're bringing about with us.
Great, great. So the book, just Angel's Aid, it's people can get it online, I presume? And
yeah, it's on sale for pre-order at the moment, and the launch date is the 9th of December. So if you pre-order now, you'll receive your copy after the 9th of December. And it will be in bookstores as well. And there's also an accompanying meditation CD, which I've just released as well, with some of the guided meditations that I speak, and you can listen to it as well.
Mm-hmm. And for people, adults, who would like to get classes with you, I mean, when are your next classes coming up?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm just finishing up an 8-week course, and I'll be starting up another 8-week course coming in the new year, but they can check my website for details. It's angelicbodies.ie.
Great, great. So listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio, Sandra.
Thank you.
And listen, keep us posted. We'd love to have you back sometime in the near future.
Thanks very much.
Okay, you're listening to Business Eye here in Dublin South FM. In the studio we have Sandra Ray with her new book, Angel's Aid, and now we're going to take just a little break.